Details on Europe's interest rate bulletin this morning. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The European Central Bank today cut key interest rates from pretty low to really, really low. The benchmark goes down from 0.15% to 0.05%. Joining us from Chicago is Mesirow Financial's chief international economist, Adolfo Laurenti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Adolfo, a surprise, right?
It's a surprise. I'm eating some crow with my morning cappuccino because I was in the camp of those thinking the ECB would stay the course. Instead, they cut the main interest rate and they are pushing interest on the reserve even deeper in negative territory and are adding some purchases of asset-backed securities with a goal to reflate the banking sector. So quite a bit of an action in Europe this morning.
You think it's a sign that the ECB is getting aggressive in trying to keep Europe out of recession, or is it a sign maybe Europe's worse than we thought?
I think it's both. I think that Europe has disappointed. Data has been weaker than we expected. At the very same time, I think the European Central Bank want to take action to buy some insurance and avoid any worse scenario. It's short of doing a quantitative easing like the United States did, but clearly they want to take action. They want to do more, and this is a very clear signal to the market.
Now, very briefly, in the U.S., a private sector measure of the labor market showed payrolls in August up by 204,000, a little less than expected. What do you think?
I think, you know, it's broadly consistent with the improvement we have seen. So I'm waiting tomorrow to see the actual government numbers. I have no reason to believe that anything is going wrong in the labor market, but it's still a slow recovery for jobs. So it's half empty, half a full glass.
Adolfo Laurenti at Mesirow Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fast food workers in more than 100 cities plan to walk off the job today. The goal, the desire to get paid $15 an hour. Marketplace's David Gurer reports.
The Service Employees International Union is backing the workers. Mary Kay Henry is the union's president.
They are not giving up until they are heard and $15 in a union becomes a standard of practice in all fast food restaurants in the United States.
Corporations argue that would be bad for business. The SEIU has spent millions to get the word out, but MIT's Tom Kuffin says it's also asked home care workers, a group it's recently unionized, to strike in solidarity with the fast food workers.
Well, I think it's part of the redefinition of what a union really is and how unions operate.
Which has become necessary. Today, less than 7% of private sector employees are unionized. Harry Holzer is a labor economist at Georgetown.
The real question is there really pressure on employers to raise wages?
Sure, a day-long strike affects the bottom line, but, Holzer says, that's nothing compared to what it would cost them to raise wages and offer better benefits. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Electric car company Tesla Motors has set several regions of the U.S. against each other in a competition to get a $5 billion advanced battery production facility. Today, the AP is reporting that Tesla will move ahead on the Nevada location. The goal is to bring the cost of the batteries down by maybe 30%, which could bring electric cars down to more mass market prices. Now to the consumer becoming the advertiser. In India, there's a trend that goes way beyond, say, wearing a hat with the logo of some brand that you like. The BBC's Shilpa Kanan reports from Delhi.
Whether it's the eyewitness photo of a news event, a comment on a website, or posting material to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, consumers have become creators. And now the advertising industry here is piggybacking on the idea, asking people to get involved in marketing campaigns for brands they like by contributing to the latest commercial. Like Ford India, which launched its new SUV by giving the vehicle to customers to drive. The campaign was billed as a nationwide search for the best drivers and was filmed like a reality show, giving the brand extensive publicity.
This is not what Mumbai.
And with professional teams hired to shoot and direct the footage, the end product was a TV advertising campaign.
There is nobody more credible to the broader public than the consumer himself or herself.
Raj Sarkar is the Vice President Marketing of Ford India.
As we allowed people to experience the vehicle, their true emotions about the vehicle came out in a very natural way. And that's what we found to be really powerful. It's much more real, much more authentic, and much more convincing than anything that we, just as the corporate manufacturer, would tell a consumer.
At the moment, user-generated adverts are a trend, perhaps even a fad. And in India, traditional advertising still dominates. Television and print make up more than two-thirds of all India's ad revenues. But with urban consumers spending the same amount of time on computers and smartphones as watching TV or reading magazines, digital advertising is growing. And that means for advertisers, the writing is on the wall. It's time to work out how to best engage with the new Indian consumer.
The BBC's Shilpa Kanan. And yesterday we talked to our Chris Farrell about his book on unretirement, what he sees as a bright future for people working later in life. Well, there's news today that Michael Bloomberg is unretiring, in a sense. When he was leaving the New York mayor's office, Bloomberg promised he's going to devote himself to philanthropy, but now there's word he's returning to his role as media tycoon to run his Bloomberg data and news organization. What's the line? Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.